This is the Morning Disaster. I am Ray Light, along with the one and only man celebrating a birthday week, Spanky.
What's happening?
How are you, Spank?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Are we still on? Are we on or off the wagon?
We are on the wagon.
All right. Today we're on the wagon?
I made it the whole weekend on the wagon.
Oh, really? Look at you. I'm very proud of it. You know, we were speculating yesterday. Everyone was.
I forgot about that. I had to be out of town for a little bit. But
everyone was speculating whether or not you fell. You know, Mikey was on yesterday. First time ever.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I listened to it yesterday afternoon.
First time ever Mikey was on. How about that? I mean, that's shocking.
Sounded good to hear him.
Yeah, and he was talking about how he thought you were off the wagon, too. We all thought you were off the wagon. So I'm very.
Still on the wagon.
I'm very shocked. I'm very proud of you, but must admit I'm a little shocked. I thought you would be, I thought you would use, because like me, I've never not eaten on my birthday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even now I'm supposed to be dieting, and I just can't. I don't know what's wrong. I'm such a pig. I'm such a glutton. I really am. And I think it is, when my birthday comes around, I don't know when my birthday is. It's a week from today, yeah. I forgot. We're so close together, you know, our birthdays. And I don't think I could go through my birthday saying I'm going to diet on my birthday. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can. So how is it for you to go through everything without drinking?
It's a little tough, but I've been keeping my mind off of it. I got up about 4 this morning, went for my morning walk.
Yeah.
And come home, and my wonderful wife made me some bacon and eggs for breakfast.
Very nice.
And sent her off to work and hang out with you and do the show, and then I'm going to take a nap and just try to lay low.
So your birthday's actually at, tomorrow morning? Is it tomorrow or is it today?
Today.
So your birthday's actually today.
The 18th.
And Mikey and I was talking about, I always forget what your actual birth date is.
Well, I would start drinking 3 weeks ahead.
That's what I mean, because you say,
I have a birthday every day.
With you, it was a birthday week. It always was. So it's like, I know it's right. I know we're a week apart. I probably should have figured it out. I knew we're a week apart, but it is true that you would start right after Mikey's birthday, and you would drink till my birthday. Then you would celebrate my birthday on the 25th, and then you'd go right back to finishing celebrating yours on the 26th. So,
well, and then you had Halloween.
Yeah, then Halloween, and then, you know, then you'd start your Christmas season. Then Christmas season for you starts. So I'm just saying,
exactly.
It is weird to hear you not telling stories about, last night I was so effed up, I was so drinking. And it's odd because you usually drink like your whole birthday month. So it is odd.
Yeah, I think last week kind of did me in when I took my buddy out. And
it was just one night. I mean, so you gave it up for almost a month, right?
Yep.
And then you went out that one night and you felt so crappy.
Back on the wagon.
Yeah. I'll be good for you.
Actually, I don't even know if I'll ever get drunk again.
No way. Really?
I might have a beer or two once in a while, but I'm really, you know, it's not much future in it.
Saying,
I mean, seriously, I mean, I felt pretty rough last week.
There's no future in drinking is what you're saying.
And we only did it for like 15 hours.
Yeah, you do realize that's, that's an excessive amount of time for drinking.
I mean, some people say that's an alcoholic, but.
Right.
You know.
But you went through, when you first stopped drinking, you went through the shakes and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. I had a few shakes and that.
I'll be darned.
And I had a little bit this time around after I quit this past week.
You had what, some shakes again?
A little bit. Not near as bad as the first time.
Oh, my God. Damn. That's crazy.
But I'm better now. Feel great.
Yeah? It doesn't feel like SEAL Team 6 attacked your spleen or anything?
Well, I'm sure if we went in depth and looked at my liver, it's probably very yellow looking.
Yes.
Even if it's still even there, it may have moved out by now.
The yellow liver of Spanky. Well,
yeah.
My goodness. Well, still, I am glad that you're celebrating birthday number 55? 54.
Four.
54 with us. Wow. Good for you. And you're not drinking on your birthday.
Not drinking on my birthday. Not going to drink on my birthday.
You going out to dinner or anything tonight? Did you do anything special?
Yeah, I think my buddy's still up in Kansas. So I think we're all going to go out and have dinner.
Look at that.
Just hang out and visit. And
so your buddy's still going out and drinking, but you're not going with him?
No, he got in quite a bit of trouble after he threw up last week. And I think his wife put the kibosh to him, too.
So wait a minute. So neither of you guys are drinking. So even your friend's not drinking.
No, he's not. He said he might have a drink maybe, but doubt it. He hadn't had a drink since last week on his birthday.
See, you guys went out. You must have really tied one on.
We tore it up.
Yeah, I'm going to say, because both of you are. You know it's bad when you're both going, oh, that's it. I got to lay off.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Well,
I mean, we ripped it half like we were 18.
Maybe that's, you know, maybe that's someone sending you a message. Who knows? You know what I mean? Who knows?
Yeah, I feel good.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Yeah,
I'll get you feeling good. I'm going to have to drive down to your house every morning, get you up before, or I'm going to go for a walk.
I've got to. I mean, well, you know, I don't want to get bummed, but. Ah, my stupid knees. My knees are just, they're so shot. I just can't even.
Well, like you said, you played basketball and softball.
Oh, yeah, my knee doctor's like, tell me I got to go into a chair and stuff. I'm like, I'm not going to get into a chair. You know what I mean? They're that bad. So I think that's depressing me or something. I think that's what's wrong with me. So I do feel like, you know, and it's just like, it's depressing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I could, God, I used to love to play basketball. And I know he yelled at me and he said, you know, you can't play, dude, you can't play basketball. He goes, you're 400 pounds. Stop running on your knee. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know is what I'd say. I know, I'm going to lose weight, you know. That would be my lie to my knee doctor. I'd go, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose weight. I said, it's helping me lose weight. But it wasn't, you know. Like if I would have just, If I would have walked, you know what I mean? Like you're doing every morning at 4 o'clock. If I just got up and walked every morning and ate reasonably, you know what I mean? And walked for a considerable amount of time instead of just playing basketball, you know, in spurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home from playing basketball, I eat like a pig, you know? So I would do all this damage to my knees and you know what I mean? It caught up with me. So it's like everything else, you know, you got to – it was taking the easy way out by just running at – you know, running hard for a couple minutes at a time and then just standing around and running hard to get – like basketball, you know, as compared to just doing a slow, steady time taking thing, you know, of walking or
I mean, I'm not walking
jogging.
Real far. I go about 3 blocks and back, you know.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing major.
But still you're doing something.
My biggest thing that's helped me is I swore off of the pop.
Yeah, the soda. I'll tell you what. Now I've done that before. I just drink water, and you feel a lot better.
Water and decaffeinated iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can we do?
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is, my friend.
I was born into this world fat, and I'll go out of this world fat.
Well, what the hell? Tonight is, I got to tell you, and before I make this point home, I'm going to hook up we did Facebook Live yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Just we put some of the show on Facebook. And I'll tell you, it went so well. I'm going to fire up again for another short segment here now. Hold on. Although I'm pretty sure I look like hell. Let me see how horrible I look before I go attempting this. All right. Mm-hmm. Because I did, I mean... I watched the video that I did yesterday. Oh, my God, I looked horrible. I looked miserable. Ugh. I just feel bad for the people who had to look at that.
Look at what?
Me, my face yesterday. Oh, my God.
What is wrong with it?
Oh, it's ugly as hell. I mean, it is. I really did look horrible yesterday.
Whatever.
I felt bad for the people that were viewing. I really did.
I mean, did you have another face to put on?
No, I didn't have another face. I mean, I got the face I got, you know. I've got no other face. All I've got is this one.
I didn't know if you meant to put on a clown face or a...
No, I do need to get that
Jason mask.
I need to get that Snapchat filter. All right, I'm going to try to go live. All right, hold on.
It wasn't my fault I was late.
Yeah, well, I was wondering what was going on. You're usually not.
I had to take him to work and he didn't want to get up.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm putting in Morning Disaster Spanky Birthday. And I'm pressing go
Happy
live.
Birthday.
We'll just do a short.
You Thank know, you.
We'll do a. Let's do a short check in with our friends on Facebook and remind them to come over and listen to the audio, okay?
Are you awake?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Of course I'm awake. Why? What do you mean? What do you mean?
You don't sound very awake.
No, I mean, Spanky depressed me already.
Oh, no.
We're 10 minutes into his birthday. He depressed me.
What did he do that for?
Oh, he's bragging about how great his life is. And, you know. Making me
get up and walk.
Yeah, talking about his walking. He's so much better than me, you know.
Park that wheelchair and walk.
Yeah. That friggin' Spanky. So he got me all bummed out. All right, hold on. Let me go live. All right, we are live on Facebook Live. It is the Morning Disaster, and I just realized
it's been a disaster.
I just realized something, Nikki. I'm wearing the same shirt today.
Well, there you go. Happened Monday all over again.
I'm wearing the same shirt today as I wore yesterday. We did this Facebook Live thing yesterday. What's that?
Your face.
I look horrible. I really do. And you know what I noticed now? I'm looking at this video thing, and I didn't shave. I shaved Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't shave yesterday.
Ugh. And it was a full moon.
Oh, my God. I got this. Now I got, like, homeless beard growing in. Oh, God.
Turning into a werewolf.
I look so horrible. I just look so horrible. I really, truly look like a... You know what? I saw a homeless guy the other day. This is
just like you?
No, this is legit. I saw a homeless guy who had to be like my age, you know, or older. That son of a bitch was, you know, was 15 times more in shape than I am. Yeah. He was, for a homeless guy, he was in great shape. Now, the only thing I think I beat him in is teeth.
You had more?
Yeah, I had nicer teeth. I've got nicer teeth than him, but he was. For being a homeless guy, pretty good shape, you know.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have food.
You know, minus the heroin and stuff. But He looked pretty good. I mean, he seemed to have not quite six packs, you know, but he was thinner.
It was because he doesn't get any food. He's homeless.
Yeah. It was horrible. And, he just looked better, you know. He's walking around town and.
I couldn't make it as a homeless person.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't make a lot of sense when he talked, but I'm telling you what, when it comes, he just looks so much better than me. I'm like, oh my God, I was really robbed, you know, really robbed in the looks department.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, and I tried to make my hair look hip and stuff, you know, before going live today.
Yeah, you did the whole little front.
Yeah, I was trying to make it work.
Oh, it's hair gel thing.
I'm trying to make it look good, but it just, you know.
Something about Marin going on there.
Well, when I put it up, it looks younger, but it also looks, I look younger, but it looks unkept, you know. So then
it needs cut.
Yeah. No, I had a cut not that long ago. I just, oh, God.
Well, if you're going to do that push-up in front, it's got to be shorter.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I just need to do it like this to where, oh, that's even worse. Oh, my God. It was horrible. I'm just trying to make myself look good. Happy birthday to the one and only Spanky.
Happy birthday.
Who's bragging to me about how
I'm not bragging.
Yeah, if for those of you on Facebook Live, all right, listen to go to morningdisaster.net. You can listen to it live, or go to your TuneIn Radio app and download that app and listen to the show on TuneIn Radio. It really is a great way to listen to it. And you can, you know, hear what we're talking about live, because we're only going to do a short Facebook Live thing today. So if you want to go hear the rest of it, you can go to listen to it in so many different places. Morningdisaster.net, TuneIn Radio app, look for Morning Disaster, or download the podcast. For those of you who aren't watching it live on Facebook, download the podcast at morningdisaster.net or your usual podcast outlets places. You know, your iTunes, your Android, Pod. You know, there's like 15 of these web pages that Podbean and Pod whatever. You know, all these different, all those different places to download your podcast. You can get it from there too. Just search Morning Disaster or just go to morningdisaster.net.
And you can see it on your Facebook news feed.
Yeah, and you can download the feed. You can download the podcast. Or if you have an Android phone, this is legit. If you have an Android phone and you would like to get an app, I have an Android app that I developed. That just ask me and I'll send it to you. Seriously, if you just want an app and you have an Android phone, I will just send it to you. All right. Today's episode, you guys. Today's episode is brought to you by PWA's Brawloween. Brawloween, baby. I gotta get a good voice for that, you know. I really do. Where's my effect to get that? Let me see. I know I have an effect. I put on my glasses. I can't see anything. And I'm wearing my old man glasses today. Like I had hip glasses yesterday, you know, if you guys watched any of the Facebook Live stuff.
Yeah.
I had pretty good glasses. Now today I'm wearing, look at this, I can't put the stupid glasses on.
How many pairs of glasses do you have?
I've got two. I got two pairs of glasses.
I have one that aren't strong enough.
Well, I've got one, but they're a little bit they're shorter and they're thicker. And then I've got this one that I just wear, you know. These glasses are like when I'm on the treadmill and I'm trying to watch like my iPad while I'm on the treadmill.
Nice.
These are the ones I use, you know. So, I can't read. I'm so old. I can't read anything.
At least you don't have bifocals like I do.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, I don't have bifocals, but I think I need them, to be honest with you. Yeah. Right, I'm trying to figure out how I make my voice, because I know there's a way for me to make my voice go low.
Can't you do it on your mixer?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm trying to look at, I can't remember the number. There's a certain number I put it on. Let me see. Oh, I can't remember a damn thing. I'm so, who knows what's wrong with me.
I can't find my little voice thing. It got taken away from me.
Hello, sir. Oh.
Hello.
Oh, I think I found it.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Hello, this is Little Lloyd talking about Brawloween. Yeah. That doesn't sound like the thing that makes me go down. I mean, no, the thing that makes me go down is Camp Counselor Harry. But where's the other voice? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know. I mean, turn the stupid thing off.
Yeah, I don't know. Where it is. I can't make it go down. So I got this. I know I have something on this board where I hit it and it makes my voice go super low, you know? And then, you know, when it goes super low, I can, then I can really, you know, get in there and it's Brawloween, baby, you know, like that. But for whatever reason, I just can't, you know, I can't find it. I don't know. What in the world is that noise? Nikki, is that you again?
Yes, I found the toy.
All right. Spanky, I'm sending you to Nikki's place. I need you to go in there and destroy that toy.
No.
you're going to destroy that toy just like it. I want you to treat that stupid toy thing she's got just like it's your liver.
This is Camp Counselor Harry.
No, that's not. No. No, Camp Counselor Harry is not a woman that has a screeching thing behind it. Oh, my God. That thing, that sounds horrible.
Why did they hit it from him?
God bless it, Nikki. That thing sounds horrible.
Well, what do you expect for $19.95?
That's all that thing cost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this...
It's too squeaky.
I do
I think
have...
it's interfering with the mic when it gets close.
I do have this this effect, but I'm serious. I can't find it. And I can't... I'm so old.
And my eyes. Nothing to you being old on Spanky's birthday.
No, yeah.
Really? Spanky makes me old.
Spanky's 5 years old or 4 years older than me. Oh, my God. Yeah.
But I have sent you something in the mail, Raymond.
You sent me some in the mail?
Yeah, because your birthday is coming up next week.
Yeah. Our birthdays are a week apart.
The Big Five.
Yes. Oh, thanks for sharing.
And that now includes you to be in the AARP club with me.
Somebody tells me they send you things.
You get discounts on hotels and meals. And
yeah, I could use that because I go out to eat.
I've been in it since I was 50. It's great getting an old people's card.
Well, I never.
Use it on your birthday.
I don't think I can.
I don't know if I can use it at the nudie bar.
I honestly don't think I can do it. I think that I'm so against turning 50.
Oh, you'd be fine.
I don't think I can do it.
Anyway, it's a number.
Let me get back to our sponsor. Today's show brought to you by PWA Brawloween, baby. Happening Saturday, October 29th. This is next Saturday. All right? At Lanphier High School. And the coolest thing about Brawloween is they're having a 30-man battle royal to see who's going to be the number one contender. All right? That is the 29th. The return of the women's division is also happening at Brawloween, baby. So that'll be cool. And, of course, you got a championship match as well. So pretty good. And also, outside of that 30-man battle royal will be Camp Counselor Harry versus Little Noid.
Yes, hello, sirs, and I'm planning on kicking his patoochie. But he'll then put me in a full Nelson. The only bad thing about when he puts me in the full Nelson is if it doesn't hurt enough, or as if it's not confusing enough, while he does it, he always whispers in my ear, he says things like, "Take it, bitch." Listen, Little Noid, you're going to take it and you're going to like it, bitch. It is very, very disconcerting, sir. Very troubling to me. Anyway, I will be there as well.
Little Noid's good. I had no idea that Little Noid's going to be there. Plus, Tag Team Championship's going to be on the line as well. That is coming up next Saturday. It's PWA Brawloween, sponsor of today's podcast. Yeah, the AARP club. Does anybody even know what AARP stands for? What is it?
Association.
I think it's got to be
retirement people.
Yeah, really? You think it's the American
Association of Retirement People?
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was like. African American pounding rednecks.
Yeah, that's close enough.
That's what I know. A bunch of black guys running around giving these African Americans the business. And I say that because I see, I don't have the news in front of me, but the racism in 2016 is, we really have not improved in like the last. We really have not improved as human beings in the last 60 years.
It's gotten worse.
I saw a video, and I can't, because I took my glasses off, I can't see to read what I wanted to read. But,
nice.
There was a, they had it was started a Trump rally or something. I'm not even going to get into it because I don't have it in front of me, but yeah. This whole the Trump thing, has got people talking, and there's this guy, and I can't play the audio because I can't even, you know, because I can't bring the. I'm trying to fix my hair too. Forgive me, but I was trying to watch video of Trump rallies, right? And then it was this thing, they're in Detroit, and they had this guy who is a member of the Black Panther Party. And then this one ultra-conservative, you know, the biggest problem with America is the liberals, you know. No, it has nothing to do with poverty or the people making not enough money or the fact that our costs are out of control for everything. No, the biggest problem is the liberals and political correctness were the biggest problems. And the African-American guy was siding with, he was like siding with the conservative guy.
Right.
And it was the craziest video you ever heard. And I wanted to play it today, but I didn't log down the, like a lot of times I'll put down the address, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can go back to it, and I didn't do it, so I'd have to.
Go through your history?
Well, no, I'd have to try to follow my search. You know what I mean? I got to try to repeat the search, and it's just, I'm not going to, it's too much. It's just too much. I see in the Facebook Live chat, Timothy has asked me if I'm attending the show next week. You know what? I want to attend the show, but it's my birthday weekend. So I think, I'm not sure, but I think my wife has something planned. Now, if she doesn't have anything planned, I'll go. You know, it sounds fun. But I got to have a way to get around, you know. Because just, I'm serious. My knees are so bad. I don't know if I can, I can't. I mean, how the hell do I go from the parking lot into the damn, the area to watch the show if I can't walk and I don't have a wheelchair and all that stuff? Because that's what's bringing me down.
Can you get dropped off at the door? Is that close enough?
Well, no, I'm not going to get dropped. Who would drop me off?
I get dropped off at the door all the time.
I'm not going to get dropped off at the door. And I don't want to ride one of those rascal things.
I ride the rascals in the store all the time if I have to.
How you doing, man? I'm riding a rascal. Yeah.
And I've only been yelled at once.
What'd they yell at you for when you were riding the rascal?
Get up off of the rascal and put it back and start walking.
Oh, because they know everything.
I said, screw you.
Yeah, because I can't help myself. I would be like, F you.
Oh, I did.
I'm going to bring around an x-ray of my knees. Especially my right one, which, by the way, is when my doctor describes my right knee, he goes like this. He goes, you know, I just don't know how you're walking.
Nice.
I was like, oh, well, thank you. Aren't I a medical miracle? Yeah, until it gets through. I go through these things where it takes a couple weeks. It's just really stiff, and then I loosen it up. And it's just such a pain, you know.
Hopefully, does the weather affect it too?
Oh, immensely. Whenever it's like going to rain, and it's just ridiculous. I hate it. I think it's what's depressing me.
It will.
Anyway, I don't even want to talk about it. It's so depressing. So I don't know. If I can, I'll be there. All right, let's see. What did Brent? Brent sent us a message. He goes, by the way, a couple things. He goes, number one, AARP is American Association of Retired Persons.
That's what, well, people, persons, same thing.
And number two, for Nikki, $19.95 is way too much to spend on that horrible sounding thing.
I didn't spend the money on it. Somebody else did.
I bet it sounds good.
I stole it from them.
I bet it sounds good and you're using it wrong. I really do.
It probably does sound good, and I'm not doing it right. Yeah. Like, too close to my mouth or something.
Yeah, there's stuff, too. Anyway, so Spanky is celebrating his birthday today, and he's not drinking on his birthday. We're very proud of him.
Yet.
Probably get a tornado.
Very proud of you, Spanky. I really am. I think it's wonderful that you're, you know, that you're staying sober.
Probably be a lot of taverns go out of business today.
Because I don't know if I could, you know. If I was, because I can't, like, I'm fat as a house, and I'm trying to eat better. But my birthday, it's my birthday, so, you know, this now I get to eat because I have an excuse of my birthday.
Right.
So I don't know how, I'm really proud of you. I don't know how you do it. I don't think I could.
Well, that's what, I'm going to go out and cut the back out of a big old steak tonight, definitely.
Well, yeah, but that's fine, you know. But to not drink, that's something. That'd be like me saying...
He quit drinking and I started.
That'd be like...
Pretty rough last week, buddy.
Me saying no sweets on my birthday. I don't think I can do it. So, Nikki, you're continuing your drinking?
I've drank twice now. I'm going to drink this weekend.
Oh, Nikki.
You go, girl.
Like an alcoholic. You take.
I drank Thursday, Saturday.
Good Lord.
Have you woke up yet and had a drink when you wake up?
No.
No, she has a man.
Get with it then.
She has a guy laying on top of her, so
when she wakes up. Get off me so I can get a drink.
Yeah. Have you woken up in your own bedroom at least?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Those times.
Good for you. Were you alone?
Yep.
She had that homeless guy that I saw in bed with her. She goes, well, I know he's homeless and he seems insane, but you know, he's better looking than Ray. I'll give him that, you know.
No, stop it.
Nikki, what's going on today?
Today? Not drinking?
Yeah.
It's your birthday?
Well, it's my birthday, and I got a towel, and I was wondering if I could stop over and get my birthday present.
Yeah,
I
come on.
I give birthday presents.
Spanky, she just sent me, this is how she is. She just sent me a picture of the Halloween costume she's going to wear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Some kind of Hello Kitty outfit.
Ooh.
It's the craziest looking thing. Hold on. I'm going to put the... Let me see if I can put it on my... I don't know if I can put it on Facebook Live. I'm going to try, though. Let me see. Hold on. I don't know if it works. Yeah, there we go. There. If you're on Facebook Live, you can see the costume that Nikki's going to wear. And that's the only way I can... Like, I can't read... If I read it on my phone, I can see it.
There it is.
So, yeah, look at that. You wear panties under that or what?
I have a special pair.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I also have white anklets and Mary Janes.
I hope they're clean. Victor, stop that. She's not wearing dirty panties. That's how I like my panties, nice and dirty.
They'll be dirty after the sausage.
What do you mean, your panties? You're wearing panties? No, the panties that my women wear. I like my women to wear them dirty panties. Nikki knows. Yeah. I like them filthy. Oh.
Stinky panties.
Like a tea bag. Drop them in some hot water.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
That's just great.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, that's Victor. The most foul thing anyone's ever said. Oh, horrible. Cannot believe he said that. Maybe Nikki could put that on, Spanky, and you come by for your birthday gift. She'll give you a...
Yeah.
Right?
Hello, kitty.
Yeah.
Meow.
Spanky, you got...
Yeah.
You strip down to nothing, okay? Like, you're completely... Spanky, you get completely naked. And you bring a towel, and you lay down... And you put the towel under your, you lay on your back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you put the towel over your crotch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she walks in and dances for you with her Hello Kitty outfit in.
It's got the little crinoline stuff underneath of it to make it all poofy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then she starts dancing. And then she... pulls down her panties and then gags you with them.
You mean stuffs them in his mouth?
Yeah, stuffs them in your mouth.
Gags them with them. What they smell.
No, I'm not implying that. I'm trying to make it sound sexy instead of make it seem
gag
like.
You with them.
Instead of make it seem like an assault. I'm seriously trying to make it sound sexy. I did not make it. I was not trying to make it seem like it was an assault. I'm sorry. For Nikki for implying that your panties would stink. I mean, I know they don't. I'm sure they don't. I know they don't.
They smell like a delicate flower.
You're a very clean person.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And Spanky, I know that you would never gag from a pair of panties. You know. Unless they were worn by that homeless guy that I was talking about earlier. Maybe you wouldn't. But the guy that's better looking than me. But anyway, I think that I think it'd be a wonderful thing.
I think it would too.
Like she'd massage your back. She
gotta get the baby oil out.
Yeah, she'd put the baby oil on your back and start rubbing, you know? And then she'd go, oh, oops. Oops, I spilled some baby oil too much on your rear end. I spilled too much baby oil. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you spread your legs just a little bit so I can...
Hey, that's my trick. What are you telling
So I can get in there and really rub that oil
what
out.
What are you telling people my trick for?
Then she puts her hands between, like she goes between your legs, you know what I mean? From underneath. And then she's like, mm-hmm. Oh, let's see, what is this? Well, that's not, that's weird. That doesn't feel like it's your tuchus anymore. What is it? Next thing you know, she's elbow deep, you know, going underneath, and she's got hold of the whole twig and bears, you know.
I make you still lay on your stomach.
And then she go, oh, I think this is your other leg. Let me rub it. This certainly is not committing adultery. Oh, no. What? You mean that wasn't your leg? Oh, I'm so sorry. This is accidental. Mm-hmm. And Spanky, you're just sitting there going, oh, yeah. Happy birthday to me, baby.
Better than drinking.
Yeah, better, so
he'll
much
be
better.
Like the other day, he'll be like.
Yeah, he'll fall asleep. We really did not address your falling asleep properly, Spanky.
Well.
We do have to talk. If anybody listened to last Friday, was it Friday, right?
I think so.
Listen to Friday's show, which was, what was the date? The 14th? Listen to the Morning Disaster. Go to morningdisaster.net. Listen to the show from Friday the 14th. And at the end of the show, if you want, just skip to the end of the show, like the last 5 minutes. And Nikki and I are talking, and you hear.
I'm tired.
I am now not the only one that's fallen asleep on the show.
And he sounds.
I probably didn't fall asleep. I probably passed out.
He sounds like, you know what? He sounds like one of those guys who sleeps with their eyes open, you know? Like I can picture, if you're watching the Facebook Live video, like I can picture him just like this. And then occasionally going.
So were you still connected?
Was he what?
Was he still connected when he woke up?
Yeah.
No, the phone was laying in the floor.
Well, I remember I hung up on it. When the show ended, I just hung up.
There wasn't nobody on the phone when I got up.
Yeah, because Nikki was on and with you, and I ended the show, so I stopped the recording. And then I'm like, all right, see you later. Nikki's like, is he still on? And I said, and I'm listening, I hear. And I'm like, yeah, he's still on. And I waited like a couple of minutes, but you were still snoring.
You got to go back and listen to it. It's hilarious. Yeah.
It is. I will say, it is pretty funny because you're trying to be sly about it.
I did it.
You could hear it, and he's trying to be sly. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to catch me. I'm just going to catch a couple winks here while they're talking. And then, like, you can hear him. He's just on a, uh-huh. Spanky. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, Ray. Which is, I think, how all you guys... Always, you know what I mean? I think on the morning.
I did it too, yeah.
On the morning disaster years, yeah. I think everybody would fall asleep from time to time, and I'd say, right? And they'd go, yeah, you're right, Ray. That's a great hysterical.
Because wasn't I giggling off cue?
Yeah. I'm trying to think
of what. You guys would say something that wasn't particularly funny, and then I'd wake up and giggle a little bit.
When was it that you fell asleep?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Was it September? Or August? I got to go back and find it. Because there's one where Nikki falls asleep, and then she denies it. No, I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping. And I was like, Nikki, you're snoring. I'm not sleeping.
I would snore and then giggle.
Yeah. It was odd. She was having, like, weird dreams or something. But anyway,
I can still hear you.
You can go back and find that show as well. I can tell you this. I have never fallen asleep. On 30 years of broadcasting.
On any shift?
No, I've never fallen asleep. Even when I did overnights.
I know some certain people that did fall asleep.
I never fell asleep, no. And when I first started working in radio, when I was really young, I was going to college. This is honest to God, the schedule I kept when I was working, when I was doing overnights at WYMG in 1980 something, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like my first radio job. Oh, that was good. Oh my God, that was good. Which was almost 30 years ago.
Right.
My schedule was this. I would have class, all right? I had full line of classes at the college. So I would take class, I would take class from, I think my first class was like at 9:30 or 10 o'clock or something. It was pretty late morning class. And I have to do that, and that was like an hour, and just depending on what day it was, but, you know. So I had that going on. Then I had a radio production class, okay? Then I had, like, psychology. And then I had to host an afternoon show. And then on the other 2 days, because one was Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the other one was Tuesday and Thursday, I had an earlier class on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I think, which was some type of math or science, you know, something that was boring as hell, you know. Which for me, math and science is boring as hell, you know.
Yeah, math especially.
Oh, I just hate it. And I'm just so stupid at it, you know. It's just not my, I'm just not smart when it comes to that stuff. And then, because I had gotten all my good stuff, like the stuff I really like history and all that, I got that out of the way early. And then I was like, oh, I wish I would have saved a class, you know. But I had to do like a radio news class. Oh my God, radio news class was horrible. I mean, I still got an A, but it was, you know. It just wasn't what I do. And so I had all these other classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I still had to host the show in the afternoon. So I would go to college all throughout the day. I'd have like a break for lunch where I'd go down to I'd bum lunch off of somebody, you know. And then I'd do the show, and I'd get off the air at the radio station around 5:30 maybe, 6 o'clock, whatever time it was. And I would do that, and I had a job at the information office at the college, right? And, you know, I'd go there, and no one would, and it was to get people through night classes, right? No one ever came up and asked me for information. No one ever did the entire time I was there. So eventually I started just closing down the booth and putting a I'll be back in 10 minutes sign, okay? Mm-hmm. And I would just go to my girlfriend's house and go have sex with her and then sleep at her house until like, you know, 9:30 or whatever. And then I would get up and I would drive from Alton up to Jacksonville, which is when I was working at WYMG. It was in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would get there by 11, you know, and I would start my show prep for my program. Then my show would go from midnight until 6 a.m. And then I'd get done at 6 a.m. and I'd write a couple of bits. Usually I wrote these during the overnight when music was playing, but I would write bits for the morning show, okay. And then I would produce the bits in the production studio while they were on the air. I'd give them those. And then I'd leave around 7:30 from the radio station. I'd drive back to college. I'd start all over again. So I was averaging about, you know, 3 hours of sleep at the most, which really wasn't that long because I will admit, I'd sneak over to the girl I was seeing's house, you know, and a lot of times we would sneak some type of sex together, you know. So that took time. That took like 4 minutes. So, you know, so I had to, that's how I lived. So every day I was exhausted, but still I never fell asleep. I never fell asleep on the air. Like a couple times I drove to the radio station. I got to the station. I had a class I had taken. I go, screw it. And I go into the college radio station. I'd go sleep in there for an hour. Instead of going to, like, my psychology class or something. But that's what I did. And that was just occasionally. Most of the time I made the class, so, you know. So I've never fallen asleep in the, like, ever doing a show.
Yeah.
I've wanted to. You know, I've wanted, and like, there were times we were like, oh, my God. I remember Sean doing the news once.
Oh, my God.
And Sean's a great news person, but I do remember, I specifically remember, we were in the new studio. This was around 2004. We were in the new studio of QLZ around, you know, all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was exhausted. I was sick. And Sean was doing a news story, and it was just the two of us. And I was about, I mean, I was drifting off. That's something I'd never done before. I was drifting off, and then somebody, no, you know what? It wasn't Sean. It was George Dwyer. It was, I take it back. I think it was, you guys remember George when he would fill in? And it was George, and I was falling asleep, but then Spanky and Mikey walked in talking about one of those concerts, because we do those concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically remember, like, I wasn't sleeping, but I drifted off. I was, like, starting to drift off. And I remember those two walking in, and one of them talking to me, and I was, like, sort of like, huh? Like, I didn't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was, so I think, I'm not saying I was technically asleep, but something was going on there to where I was out of it.
Right.
I mean, I wasn't like Spanky.
You're just resting your eyes.
No, I think my eyes were open, but I don't know. I think I was like Spanky Friday.
Yeah, I just passed out. There's not making no excuses.
So I do remember once, you know, that happening. But that's it. I'm serious. The rest of the time, I don't remember falling asleep. So, I don't know.
It happens to the best of us.
Maybe one of these days I'll fall asleep during this show. You know, some weird, like Nikki.
Hey.
Do you remember that, Spanky? She was doing that weird, perverted.
like she had tickles, like she had tickles in her panties.
Thank you, Vic. She had tickles in her panties. Come on. But yeah. I, you know, at least nobody's falling asleep today, thank God. All right, so for those of you just tuning in, because I'm going to get off the Facebook Live in a second, but for those of you tuning in, it's Spanky's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
He's turning 50, blah, blah, blah. He's a member of AARP. He's not drinking. His lovely wife woke up and made him some type of breakfast today.
Mm-hmm. Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs.
Yum, yum.
And panties.
Stop it, Vic.
And panties.
And bacon, eggs, panties. And let's see. Vic thinks that Nikki should invite Spanky over for his birthday and gag him. Choke him with panties or whatever the hell was going on. And let's see. What else did we? There wasn't much done. I still look like hell. In fact, if you're looking at Facebook Live now, I particularly look like hell. Because I haven't shaved. No, I promise I'll shave before tomorrow. And then the other thing that I pointed out was, if you're looking at Facebook Live and you're going, that shirt looks familiar, it's because yesterday, okay, so we got off the air yesterday, and I walked into my bedroom, I took my shirt off, and I threw it on my nightstand, okay?
No, you didn't. You wore it all day long and
there's a reason for it. There's a story. Because I convinced myself I was going to get on the treadmill, right?
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to get on the treadmill, so I'll take off this shirt. So that's what I – so I sit down in the bed and I take the shirt off, right? And I go, yeah, that's it. I'm going to get on the treadmill. And I go, let me figure out what I'm going to watch when I'm on the treadmill. All right. So I grab my iPad and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to watch when I'm working out. You know what I mean? Because it's very important to, you know, for me to watch something. So I put my glasses on. Actually, my glasses right here, which are right in front of me now, but I look ridiculous when I put them on. So – I'm throwing them down on the ground here. So I start watching, trying to figure out. I like to watch documentaries and stuff like that. So I'm going through the documentaries to try to figure out which one it is. And that's when, well, that's the last thing I remember.
Oh, man.
That's the last thing I remember until my dog Chester jumped up on the bed and started, like, headbutting me.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I go, oh, it's too late to work out. So I got up. I got up and I grabbed the shirt. There was a shirt on the floor, all right,
mm-hmm.
that I was wearing Sunday. And my wife was yelling at me. She goes, put your dirty clothes in the hampers. I said, oh, yeah, I already did. You know, I lied. You know. Oh, I already put them in the hamper, honey. And it was like a collared shirt. And I picked it up and I put it back on for when my wife came home. And then I wore it all day. So then last night I took that shirt off, which was like 2 days dirty. And I picked it up and I threw it in the hamper, right? And then this morning when I woke up, I was like, oh, my God. I woke up at like 8:15. I go, oh, my God, it's 8:15. I did a maintenance thing on the computers last night. I got to reset them. And so I get up and I'm like, oh, and I just grabbed the first shirt I saw, which was on my nightstand. Mm-hmm. And it was the same shirt that I wore yesterday in the first part of the day. So that's why I'm wearing the same shirt right now that I wore yesterday. So I was going to get up and go to the closet, but I didn't because I'm so lazy. So that's why it's the same shirt. So forgive me. And it doesn't smell good, okay?
Could you gag Spanky with it?
Oh, no, it's not that bad.
Don't be gagging me with your T-shirt.
So it's like, it doesn't smell good, all right? But right. Yet it doesn't smell that bad is what I'm saying. So
right.
Yeah. So tomorrow it'll be like a different, you know what I mean? Tomorrow will be a completely different shirt. I promise. That's if I do Facebook Live. I usually don't do it every day. But yesterday, my God, the response yesterday was insane.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people that watched the Facebook thing yesterday.
Nobody must have been working.
It was crazy. So I figured, well, what the hell? I'm going to I figured I'll just, I'll do it at least for a couple minutes every day. Okay?
Right.
It really is, I love doing the show from home. You know what I mean? I really do. I really do. I love doing the show from home. And, wearing dirty clothes is just one of the many perks from working at home.
One of the perks of being unemployed.
Right, yeah. I do want to work from home, I really do. I don't even know how you get into that, but. I want to do some, I told my wife yesterday, I said, you know what I want to do? I said, I want to do some type of like phone call sales. And she goes, oh, that's like the worst job. I go, yeah, but I want to do it. I would like to do like phone sales.
I hang up on those people.
Well, it's like for me, like I should be out right now. I should be out right now getting advertisers for this show,
Uh-huh.
But I hate getting advertisers. I hate making sales calls for myself. But I can make sales calls for other people. It just seems easier,
Yeah.
And over the phone, I bet I do good at it. I really do. Hello, sir. Are you protected in case of, blah, blah, blah? I bet if I had a script, I could really do good, I should have been making political calls for people. Hello, sir. Are you interested in voting for... Are you interested in making America great again? I should be a pollster, I should sit in my office all day and do polls, just call people. Oh, well. Anyway, I guess I'll end the Facebook Live. We go over. We got a mail from TJ that was in the Morning Disaster page, Facebook, Morning Disaster Facebook page. I want to read that and talk about it because it has to do with lawsuits and Jim the photographer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he asked the question, he goes, who was responsible for most of the lawsuits? And his prediction was Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'll talk about that a little bit. It is Spanky's birthday, so we are going to get serious a little bit. I can just ask Spanky a little bit about his birthday. Although it seems to be pretty uneventful since he's not drinking. And, we'll do some stuff like that, all right? And maybe I'll find that audio I was going to play. And I'm trying to finish the Facebook Live thing a lot shorter. Yesterday, the Facebook Live thing was like an hour. And although there were like five or 600 people watching it.
Yeah.
It's still, we needed it to be, I think it should be shorter. Because that way people can listen to this and if they want to hear the rest of the show, just download it. Just go to morningdisaster.net, download it later in the day. Or just go to the TuneIn Radio app and listen to Morning Disaster Live as soon as we're done with this. Or go to morningdisaster.net and listen to the live feed there. So either way, that's how you get us. It's Morning Disaster, morningdisaster.net. I'm Ray Lytle, along with the lovely Nikki.
Yep.
And the birthday celebrating Spanky.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
tearing it up on this end.
Happy birthday, Spanky.
Happy birthday.
So everybody on Facebook, thank you so much for listening. We're going to go ahead and finish the show. We're going to go ahead and finish the show, and then we'll be back. Maybe we'll be back on Facebook again. You guys seem to like it. So maybe we'll be back on Facebook again for a little bit tomorrow. All right? Show is finishing up now on morningdisaster.net, so go over there and listen to the rest. And if you're watching this thing delayed, then go to morningdisaster.net, download the podcast, and you can hear the rest of the stuff we're talking about. All right, Facebook Live, thank you so much for watching. And I'm sorry that I put the image of Spanky gagging on dirty panties in your mind. And we'll be back on Facebook Live again tomorrow, but now we got to finish the show. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hi.
All right, there we go. Now we're live. We're off of Facebook.
So now we can get dirty.
Well, now, you know, yeah, now we can swear if we want to. But, you know, I could also read.
What are you going
to
read?
Well, just if anything, if I want to. Oh, Jesus. My mic fell, sorry.
Are you having issues with the microphone?
No, I was putting my glasses on, and I bumped the mic, and it came out of the holder. Yeah. So I'm trying to strap it back on.
I thought you fell out of the chair.
No, I'm trying to strap it back on. All right, there we go. I can see you again. Thank God. So here we are. We're back. All right. What the hell am I talking about now?
I'm looking at bras and panties.
Why in the world are you... What is it? You're constantly looking at lingerie.
Because I need some.
So you're saying that you don't... So Vic is right. All you have is filthy panties and stuff.
No, I'm just bored of what I have.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I got a lot of cute, sexy stuff on here.
Maybe she'll take me lingerie shopping today.
Yeah.
If I had the money.
My wife just posted on my, I don't know. I guess she is not watching the show, but she just posted on my Facebook page. She's looking for, people to work this weekend to go door to door.
Maybe she was listening.
From 1 to 6 Saturday and Sunday, it pays $12 an hour.
Wow,
that's not bad.
Mm-mm.
Do just 5 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd do that. Extra, you know. I mean, I can't.
My lingerie.
I can't walk, but I'll go around in my scooter.
Yeah, you and I could ride around in a Rascal.
Yeah.
With our big orange flag on the back so nobody runs over.
Me and Spanky. We're going to do me and Spanky, and we're going to do Spanky's golf cart. Spanky's golf cart.
Oh, yeah. It's about that. I might have to buy a new one, I think. Maybe I'll go buy a new one for my birthday today.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Spanky, here's some birthday stuff, okay?
Okay.
The website, 538.com, which is... It's a pretty accurate website. It's all about statistics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing every, and they have it. It's all the time. The website's always around, but it always becomes interesting on election year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because of their accuracy. So they go and they do polling, and they take all the different poll numbers. Okay. Mm-hmm. They take all the different poll numbers and they put them into like the statistic calculations, and they end up making, you know, all of their, they end up making all of their predictions for who's going to win and stuff. Now, check this out. Here is their prediction as of today for the presidential election. Okay. And this is really something. I got to admit, it's really something. They predict for the popular vote in the United States of America that Hillary Clinton will get 49% of the vote. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And they predict Donald Trump will get almost 43% of the vote. Do you know how many votes that is? I mean, that's
43% of all the millions.
I'm talking millions of votes. Dozens of millions of votes. In fact, it's really close. 49, and the reason I bring it up is because you would think that with some of the stuff that Donald Trump has said, I mean, Spanky, right? You're a Donald Trump supporter.
Oh, definitely. Still
am. All right, but with the stuff he has said, where would you think he would end up in the popular vote?
I would honestly, I'd be lucky to see him get 25%.
That's what I mean, right?
And the popular vote?
Yes, he said some horrible things. He said some horrible things.
There's a lot of people out there that like that he speaks his mind.
I'm telling you, that's a lot of votes for some. Yeah,
well, but I like that he speaks his mind, but he's just got to shut his mouth for a while.
Well, and he said horrible things about, like, you got to remember, if all of the voting class was like Spanky, you know, and I'm not insulting Spanky. I love Spanky. He's like a brother to me. I'm not insulting him. But I'm saying if the entire voting class was middle-class white guys, middle-class, low-education white guys, and Spanky's educated, but he's not, you know, he doesn't have a bachelor's degree, all right?
Well, he's a bachelor once.
Well, he watches The Bachelor, and he was once a bachelor. But if that was the voting thing, then he'd get a bunch. But his statistics on, like, you want to know his percentage of black votes that he's going to get? Is zero. His percentage of black votes that he's predicted to get in, like, you know, 40 states is zero. That's how bad off he's doing with African Americans. A Hispanic vote is really low. You know, you would think that it would be lower, but I'm saying they're predicting him to get a considerable amount of votes. Now, this is where it's going to hurt him. Forgive me. Electoral votes. All right?
Mm-hmm.
They're predicting that Hillary Clinton is going to get almost 350 electoral votes. And meanwhile, Donald Trump will only get 190. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, that's huge. Especially considering that they're so close in popular vote.
Right.
So in other words, like Hillary Clinton has, because let's face it, electoral votes are based on different states, and you know, if you win that state, you get all those votes and blah blah blah. And the biggest states for electoral votes are, you know, California. But you know, you got California, Texas, New York, Florida, Illinois, you know, we're up there. We have a lot of electoral votes. But when you look at the states that really have the biggest electoral votes, you know, Hillary Clinton has a considerable lead. In other words, the experience of what states you need to get, she seems to know, where Trump is just like, hey, I'm just going to go to wherever anybody wants to vote for. You know what I mean? Like his inexperience in how to play the game, I think, is going to hurt him. So now I wanted to bring that up just because I saw it and I thought it was very interesting that he's going to get that many votes, but yet he's going to lose by, you know, he's going to lose by a lot because of the way the Electoral College works. And so what they do is after 538 shows all their stats, they end up putting things of a chance of winning. Okay, what I mean? Are you understand what I mean? Like they say, here's the percentage chance that this person wins, and here's the percentage chance that this person wins. Right now, Donald Trump only has an 11% chance of surprising the electorate and winning. And Hillary Clinton is 88.7, almost 89% that she will definitely win. And that's playing the game. You know what I mean? That's understanding the rules and playing the game the way it's supposed to be played. And that would be a record size landscape victory for someone. So I just wanted to put that out there. Happy birthday, Spanky. I just wanted to put that out there, that's one of the things that's going on. Now, with the Donald Trump followers already claiming that things are rigged, by the way, you can't rig an election, and he said, and Donald Trump yesterday was saying, voter fraud is everywhere. They're rigging this election. Okay. You can't rig an election that hasn't happened yet.
Right.
You know, you can't. you know. And in fact, he started that whole election. I don't know if you've heard it, but Trump started that whole election rigging thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened this week. Which, by the way, I don't understand. Spanky, do you believe that stuff?
That it's rigged?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, and what does it make you feel when you hear Trump talking about that election?
I wish, like I said, there are certain times he just needs to not speak.
But I'm saying
he just keeps bringing up the dumb. I mean, like that. You know, the election's not rigged.
Yeah, I'm saying you as a Trump supporter, you hear that and you feel like saying, hey, you know.
And another thing I hear,
shut up, don't talk about
everybody.
Yeah. And it doesn't, I mean, as a supporter, doesn't it make you say, it doesn't just make you think, God, shut up.
I do.
I watch Trump. I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I got to tell you, it just comes across as desperate. When I see him doing that stuff, I say, yeah, he knows he's going to lose, you know. If he was out there, though, every day, and I'm telling you, and this isn't a political show. I'm literally doing 2 minutes on this. But if he was out there every day saying, now listen, there's a lot of people out there talking about all these different things. And I don't know how many times I can say it, but I didn't sexually assault anyone. If that's the narrative the other side wants to spin, that's fine. Let them do it. But here's what I need to talk about, because this is the true problem of America. And then give his spiel, you know. Mm-hmm. We are being destroyed in trade. China is killing us bad, very bad. It's horrible what they're doing to us. I can't even tell you, and I know, because I'm a good negotiator, what they're doing to us is borderline illegal. It's the worst thing that's ever happened. It's the worst crime ever perpetrated in the history of the world, the way that China is screwing us over in these deals. You know, that's what Trump does good. Like, he basically says nothing, but he makes it seem like it's something. And then he turns around and goes, illegal immigration. I know people have said bad things. People have said horrible things about me. The other side makes it look like I'm Hitler. But that's not the case. I worry about immigration because we are losing jobs. The jobs that the immigrants are taking are jobs that can go to the rest of us instead of going to a bunch of people who don't pay taxes, you know. Except he needs to stick to that. And then he needs to stick to those points, you know what I mean? Like, don't talk about the friggin' wall, but he needs to talk about those things. That's what Trump does good. Talk about the trade deals, how he's the only one who can negotiate the trade deals. Talk about the immigration, how he's the only one that can fix immigration. That's what Trump was doing good early on. He doesn't do that anymore. Now he's out there talking 90 minutes about how they're rigging the election against me. Everyone's out to get me. I'm the only victim here. Everyone's lying. Everyone's just, he's not even talking about his messages anymore. And I think, and Spanky's just the first example, but I think his biggest supporters are out there saying, you know, stop crying. Stop being a baby and just talk about the reason that people support you. And you wonder if that's not going to backfire. That's why these places have him winning only 11%, only a handful of Electoral College votes. Last night, Bill O'Reilly, who's one of his biggest supporters, right? He was on Stephen Colbert. Listen to this. Hold on. I guess it helps if I turn the sound down.
Okay, this Wednesday, we're going to be live here.
Yeah, after the show, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What do you think each candidate has to do? Like, what does Trump have to do? What does Hillary have
to do? Well, first of all, Wallace is a good moderator because he's a tough guy, you know, like his father, Mike Wallace, and he's not going to brook any nonsense. So he'll cut the nonsense out fast.
Mm-hmm. No brooking.
No, he's not going to be like that. So to be a little bit more credibility to it, I think, it's hard when you have two people moderating the debate. So Wallace will be centralized, and he'll go in with some questions. Now,
I hope
if
so.
I'm the...
That's a low standard. He has questions.
When I say he'll go in with questions that he wants answered, not by committee. I'm sure
All right.
a bit more articulate on that. These committee questions are ridiculous, you know. But anyway... if I'm Secretary Clinton, I ignore Donald Trump. I ignore him because her big deficit, and the polls shouldn't be this close. It really, if you look at it, shouldn't. The ABC poll has him just four. So if I'm Secretary Clinton, I'm trying to look right into the camera and say, look, I'm not as bad as they're portraying me to be. I'm not this dragon lady. I really want to help you, and here's how I want to help you. Ignore Trump. If she spends time on him, it just becomes vaudeville, as you said. Now, if I'm Trump, it's the same thing. Stop whining. Stop that. All right. And say, look, I got three things I want to say to you tonight. Bang, bang, bang. And this is why I'm going to.
It's rigged. It's rigged. It's rigged.
OK. That's whining.
Because it is.
He should have a little buzzer, you know, that whenever he whines, he's like, bang. You know,
well, like
stop.
One of those shock collars you get for a dog.
So both candidates have an opportunity to win voters over if they can convince them that they want to help them. Stop with the other stuff, because the other stuff, look, we know it already, all right? People know it.
What's the thing that Chris Wallace should ask Hillary about, Secretary Clinton? What do you think he should ask her about?
Well, the first thing is the open borders thing on a WikiLeaks. I mean, if Hillary Clinton is saying to the American people, I want an open border where anybody can come in at any time and do anything, she needs to explain that,
all right? She's not saying that to the American people. She's saying that to Goldman Sachs.
Okay, that's fine. Now, on Trump, you got to go into basically, listen, you don't have any experience, all right? You're a businessman. And you say you're going to do all of these things. Well, I want tonight in the third debate, I'm Chris Wallace now. I want specifics now. You're going to take their oil? How are you going to take their oil?
We're going to do it.
All right, how?
And if you don't do it. We're going to be tough. We're going to be tough, Chris. All right. We're going to be tough. We've had bad leadership. We're going to be tough, and we're going to do it this time because time to playing is over.
Here's what we do.
Yep.
We have your band, and as soon as he starts it, they start playing. All right? As soon as he starts that stuff, that band starts
let's
playing.
Try it right now. Ask me another question.
So even Bill O'Reilly, who has been a huge supporter of Trump, is out there saying exactly what Spanky said. He needs to shut up with that other stuff and just talk about his issues.
Right.
Which, you know, it's got to be, it's got to be troubling if you're a Trump fan. You know, I mean, and you heard Spanky say it. It's like, you know, the things that really made him, and in all honesty, Spanky, all the stuff that made him such an appealing candidate to you in the first place. When's the last time you heard him actually saying that stuff?
Oh, it's probably been a good month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
Because now every time something gets said, he just blows up.
And by the way, as soon as he did that the first time.
I'm going to sue you.
You got Bill Clinton sitting back there going, oh, okay, we got him. You know, I mean, John Podesta, that whole Clinton machine, they're good at this. They have won how many elections? You know what I mean? They won two presidential elections. They won Senate races for her. I mean, they're experienced. They know how to do this. And as soon as they figured out, they go, look, this guy gets off point. He gets off point whenever we hit him with anything. So they just hit him, hit him, hit him, hit him. Now, when's the last time he's been on point? You know?
Right.
It's been a long while.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, I just wanted to, because now that's something you've been saying. And I wanted, I just wanted to play a little piece of what we're hearing. But because you're not the only one saying it. Like even Bill O'Reilly, who's one of the loudest supporters out there. I mean, he's a huge conservative news talk show. Even he's out there saying, dude, just shut up and talk about the issues. Nobody wants to hear this BS about the election's rigged because no one's believe. I mean, listen, if you support Donald Trump, you're going to believe things are rigged for Hillary Clinton. If you support Hillary Clinton, you're going to think that, my God, all the media does is talk about Trump. That's natural. But do you really believe it? And the answer is no, you don't really believe it. The kind of thing that would take, I mean, do you know all that would have to go in? Like what would all have to be involved for them to rig it? You're not going to rig an election. It's ridiculous.
It would take you probably a year to get it rigged.
Yeah, so stop even talking about that crap and talk about the real issues. You know, like he won't shut up. So here's the story I see every night. And Stephen Colbert even said it, or Bill, whoever, whichever one said this. You know, some of the WikiLeaks stuff, some of it you can tell has been edited, manipulated. But other things, like what she said to Goldman Sachs in those speeches, and some of the things that she said in private correspondence with people, there's some questions. And nobody is asking her questions because the top story, here's the top story every freaking night. And Trump's going to say it's the media's fault, but it's not the media's fault. The top story every night is, here's what Trump said at his rally today. You know what I mean? That's the top story. So he's the one who sets the narrative because he can't shut his mouth. So, Spanky, when you say that, you're absolutely right. If the only thing he was saying was, this is how I'm going to make America great again, then that's what the story would be. But every single night, it's like, this is how I want to make me personally great again.
Yeah.
And that that becomes a story. So the guy's got to stop. Or we really are going to see a blowout. Okay, the other thing.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see what tomorrow night brings.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, that's going to be good.
I'm going to watch the Cub
game. Because if he starts out like that, I mean, just bitching and moaning, it's, like I said, it's done.
Yeah, I don't know if I can watch it because I want to watch the Cub game.
You can tape it.
Yeah, maybe. I'll tape it. Yeah, I'll tape it. I am very nervous about the game tonight for the Cubs.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm convinced we're going to win. I really am. I'm convinced we're going to win. The Cubs will win this series. That's my prediction. Now, I have been wrong before. Many times I have been wrong before. All right. I wish that wasn't the case, but it is. And I am worried. You know, I'm worried that if for some reason these bats don't come alive against this Rich Hill tonight, the pitcher, then the Cubs could be in big trouble. So tonight, I'm predicting a big Cubs victory. And I hope I'm right. But if I'm wrong, then I'm not liking it. Whoever wins tonight will only be up 2-1 in a best-of-7-game series. So they could lose tonight and still have a chance, and then lose tomorrow and still have a chance. But I think the Cubs have got to win 2 of the next 3 games, at least.
Yeah, they got to keep the momentum going. Yeah.
You got to win tonight and tomorrow at least, or you know what I mean. You could lose the third night and then go back to Chicago with a game lead, and still win it. But I think that the Cubs better look good tonight, and it's been making me super nervous. And I know you guys can tell. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't sleep at night. This is the worst part about the Cubs being in the playoffs. I went through it last year. It's like I was so happy that the Cubs were there. But it affected me so negatively because I'm so nervous. Like the rest of the day today, I'm just going to be nervous. And I love
just
the...
Take a deep breath and
I try.
Let it happen.
I can't. I'm so into it. It's like my day is consumed. Like I'm reading. Oh my God, are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? I'm convinced they need to switch that lineup a little bit. I know that nobody cares unless they're a baseball fan or a baseball strategist. But, you know, you've got his lineup is wrong. He's saying, well, it's been this way for the last few months and this is how I like it. Well, you know what? This isn't the last few months. You got to change it up. Change the fucking lineup, Joe. You know, I get so mad. He's got Chris Bryant, who's one of the best players in all of baseball. And Chris Bryant's having a great series. But Anthony Rizzo's behind Chris Bryant. You know, he's not doing shit. And because the way it's set up is they don't want to throw anything to Anthony Rizzo. They don't want to throw him anything. So the way the lineup is, you got Chris Bryant batting number 2 and Rizzo batting number 3. And then Ben Zobrist, who hasn't been hitting shit, he's after Rizzo. So the way these teams are, they look at the lineup and they say, okay, let's try to get Dexter Fowler out. If we get him out, fine. Then Chris Bryant, doesn't matter. Just throw him whatever. And Bryant is hitting it. And then they're like, good, as long as he gets a single or double, we're fine because we'll strike Bryant out because we don't have to throw him anything because he's got Ben Zobrist behind him who's horrible. And then if they don't get Zobrist out, they're like, well, we got Addison Russell who's next. He can't hit. He hasn't hit any. He's had one hit in, you know, 6 games or whatever it's been. Or, you know, 7 games. So, what they need to do is they got to put it to where Chris Bryant is batting behind Rizzo. You know what I mean? If he's hitting mm-hmm. behind him, then as a manager or as a pitcher, you got to say, okay, I got to throw this guy something to get strikes. I can't walk him. Because if Chris Bryant, if Rizzo bats before Chris Bryant, and you're pitching to him and you're throwing him balls and he's walking, that means you're going to have a runner on base every time Bryant comes up. And Chris Bryant is hitting everything. So now they're going to be saying, you know what? We need to throw strikes to Rizzo in hopes of striking him out. And then they'll throw balls down the plate. He'll hit him. And then you put Zobrist after him to where they say, well, let's pitch to Rizzo. Because that's going to bring him out of his slump. And it'll put somebody hitting after him. So it's driving me crazy. So I know we've only lost one day. Everybody keeps saying, the Cubs have only lost one game. It's just one game. Okay. But I'm telling you this. We've only won one game.
Right.
It's a best of seven. It's the first one to win seven. So you get to, like Brett sent me right now. He goes, Ray, they only lost one game. Just one.
It can go either way.
Okay, but they've only won one game.
Right.
It'd be something else if they won two games, then you could be excited. They haven't won two games. So that's why I'm nervous. All right. All right, next thing up. I am very concerned that Spanky is going to fall off the wagon tonight. Not going to lie. It is his birthday. This is the actual day of your birth, Spanky.
I will not fall off the wagon.
Good.
Because if I was on the cake wagon, cake wagon,
you'd break all four wheels, wouldn't you?
Yes, on the day of my birth. Are you kidding? Yes. I'm going to eat like a son of a bitch on my birthday. Yes. So I'm just.
Well, I'm definitely going to eat good tonight, but yeah, last week, man, tore me up.
But eating is not your vice.
You don't recover like you used to.
Your vice is your booze.
Nowhere near.
So there's no booze in your house right now. Nowhere.
Oh, no. I still got four cases of beer in the fridge out in the garage.
This is what I'm talking about. You're going to get off the
show. I got a bottle of. Jaeger.
You got a bottle of what?
Jack Daniels, bottle of Jaeger.
Okay, yeah. Oh, Jesus. See,
I got a bottle of Captain Morgan.
Like, we're going to get done with the show
here. About a half a bottle.
We're going to get done with the show here in a couple minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my fear is that Spanky's going to be like, well, you know, I'm just going to lay around on my birthday, chill out, watch some polka on that ridiculous redneck channel he watches, you know. Whatever that channel is you watch. And then you're going to be like, well, you know, this is fun and all, but you know, it would be good. Just a sip of Captain Morgan. Just a little sip.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes... Look, Nikki's getting turned on just thinking about it.
I was like going to say, Nikki, why don't you come up here and bring your panties and I'll get the Captain Morgan
right.
out.
Just strain that Captain Morgan through the panties.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So Spanky's gonna be like, I just want a sip. You know, he's gonna walk over and get a little thing, just put a little I'll just leave the bottle. Well, maybe I'll take it with me just in case I want a little more, you know.
Get about three fingers.
Next thing you know, he's on the couch, his pants are off, his shirt's thrown on the floor, he's just got boxer shorts on.
I have faith in him.
He's got an empty bottle of Jaeger and Captain Morgan on the floor. He's got a bunch of empty beer cans on the living room table, you know, the coffee table. And then he's like this going, goddamn drinks are so good. I just can't. You know what I mean? Like he's struggling to breathe because he's so hammered.
Oh, stop it.
His wife comes home from
work. I'm going to have to blame Ray Lytle. Drove me to drink.
I'm just saying, his wife's going to come home from work. She's going to be like, oh, my God. He's, you know, he's wearing nothing but boxer shorts on the couch. In his hand is like a bottle of Jack Daniels. His other hand is down his shorts, you know.
Got a CPAP on playing Darth Vader.
Yeah. And drinking. So I am concerned that you're going to end up falling off the wagon.
Yeah, probably not today.
All right. Well, I hope not. I hope not. Just you know, I'm just putting that out there.
I think my wife would be devastated if I did.
She's probably happy that you've stopped, right?
She was pretty proud of me this morning.
Yeah, because you haven't been drinking. That's what I'm saying, that you are doing well. So that's my fear is that, you know, my fear.
Last week was pretty rock star, so I don't know if I could relive another one of those or not. That was pretty rough. Yeah.
See, you did it last week to get out of the way so you can enjoy your birthday.
Yeah. It was awful, Nikki.
Oh, no.
I puked so hard my socks fell off.
Did you?
Oh, no.
Who was it?
Supposed to do that.
Somebody said last, was it Ben? I don't know. Somebody said that Spanky shit himself. They wanted to know if Spanky shit himself. Somebody on the Morning Disaster page. Did you, you didn't shit yourself.
Not for a while.
What does not for a while mean?
I think last year when I got good and drunk, I might have.
Oh, but you didn't do it this year?
No, no.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because they were thinking you might have shit yourself this year, and that's what you're not talking about.
No.
I will say this, that, you know, if Spanky would have shit himself, he'd talk about it. He wouldn't keep it from us.
Oh, yeah, I'd be proud of it if I was drunk.
Yeah, that's a good drunk. If you're drunk to the point of shitting yourself, that's actually pretty, that's prideful drunk there.
Feeling no pain.
If you can get drunk and shit yourself and not be ashamed of it, you've done something in life.
If you could shit yourself.
Oh, God.
And not have a mess. People probably shit themselves all the time. You know what I mean? But when you're drinking, your shit is not very solid. You know what I mean? It's not like you're pumping out a solid turd.
Yeah, it tends to kind of run down your leg a little bit.
Like I saw this thing on the internet the other day. It was a thing called Times Women Have
What?
It was like women publicly shitting. It was a bunch of security cameras from. There was this one grocery store. You guys, I'm not lying about this.
There like ratemypoop.com.
This is no. It was not. It's worse than that. It's worse. It is okay. This woman's walking down the aisle. All right, at a freaking grocery store. And as she's walking down the aisle, like she's got these people shopping in the aisle, and she's waiting. And then they leave the aisle, okay? And this woman runs over, like, against the shelf, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And she's wearing a dress, and she squats, okay? She puts her hands underneath her dress, and she lifts up the back of her dress, and she squats. And then she gets up. And on the floor, there's just shit. It's like a couple turds, you know, like big shaped turds. And then the woman stands up and she sort of brushes her dress and wiggles her ass for some reason. And then she just walks away. I mean, that's one of them. Another one, this woman is in an elevator, okay? And the people right in the elevator with her get out. And as soon as they get out, the doors close. And she squats down. She squats down and takes a shit in the elevator.
Just pinches one out in the elevator?
Yes. And she hits a button. She pinches one out. And then she hits, like, the next floor. And then she gets out. The craziest goddamn thing you'd ever see. She takes a dump right there in the elevator.
And never tried that.
They had a woman at a Walmart, right?
Yeah.
And she's in, I don't even know what this section was. It's like a section of stuff, and she's with a bunch of people. And she's walking, and she just stops while she's walking. And she just looks like she's taken over by aliens. You know what I mean? Like she's just stopped and mystified at whatever's going on. And she grabs this box of... And I don't know if it was food or toys or what it was. It almost looked like a board game box. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she rips open this box, puts it on the ground, and this is grainy
security.
It's security cam footage, so I can't see what the box is, but she puts the box down, and then she it looks like she's peeing and crapping.
That's disgusting. Ending the show with this?
What the hell channel are you watching this on?
No, it was on the internet. It was like security cam women pooping. I can't, you know.
Why?
I don't know why.
How did you find this?
I don't know. I don't know, but.
What are you doing?
So this woman just shakes the shit in the box.
and did then, it for my birthday. I'm going to Walmart and see if I catch anybody shitting in the aisle.
Then she takes the lid of the box, right?
Okay, that's enough.
Hold on.
Yeah?
She takes the lid of the box and she seals it back up and puts it back on the shelf. So I don't know if this is like a kid's board game. Mom, I want Risk. I'm going to take it home and open up the box and go, oh, can you imagine that?
So, this game's really kitty.
Dude, the whole website is women shitting themselves in public.
Oh, my God.
But it's like they're doing fine. And these are not like, well, the Walmart woman is as you expect, you know. But I'm telling you, like the one woman in the grocery store, she looks somewhat attractive. She's a businesswoman. You know what I mean? She's wearing a nice work dress. And she just, you know, it just whatever it is, it looks like it just hits her. And she just squats down.
Let's it go.
And lets it go. And then she gets up and walks. She gets up and just lets it, just walks off like it's nothing. And I'm telling you, it's the craziest goddamn thing you've ever seen. And it was like a...
Everyone poops, Ray.
Yeah, but I poop, okay? I do poop. But when I poop... I go to the bathroom and do it. And this was, and by the way, you can't graphically see the poop coming out. You know, that's disgusting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But these are people who are, they have to do it because it looks like they have no choice. All right? And by the way, I found one similar. This isn't. Some of the ones, yeah, like here's the, oh my God, there's the woman in the grocery store. Oh my God. I got it. You want me to send it to you, Nikki?
No.
Okay.
I will get sick.
Oh. Yeah, this is just more than women. This one has guys doing it too, but it's disgusting. It's so disgusting.
The things you find funny.
So, wow.
And by the way, it's National Chocolate Cupcake Day. And it looks like it came out of somebody's butt.
What is it now? Cupcake.
It's National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Oh, yeah. I love cupcakes, but I like white frosting. You know.
I do, too.
My daughter made me cupcakes this weekend. They were delicious, but she made chocolate frosting. And the chocolate frosting was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I just sort of was thinking, you know, I
don't know how to make chocolate frosting from scratch.
Oh, my daughter made
mom used to use the recipe on the side of the Hershey's powder.
My daughter
used to have a recipe there.
My daughter made everything from scratch. It's so good. Oh, my God, the cake was so good. And the chocolate frosting was fantastic, too. It's just, I usually like white frosting, but the point I'm making is I made this, or I ate this. That she made, and it was really good. It was really good.
And, are you getting a cake for your birthday, Spanky?
No.
No?
No.
Everybody should have a cake for their birthday.
Not Spanky.
Cakes are overrated.
Ugh.
I'm not a sweet person, though. I don't like a lot of sweets.
Oh.
Yeah. I love it. Oh, my God. I just love it. Yeah,
I'll probably go out and have my big old fat half a cow and a big old baked potato.
Well, that's good, yeah. What are you going to drink with it? Some beer, maybe?
Oh, probably iced tea.
Oh. Well, there you go. All right, well, let me wrap up the show with this one because I do want to wrap up with this. So there's a great letter. I do have some more shit stories, though, if you want to hear them.
Yeah, no.
Sure. If you want to see it, just search businesswoman, you know, poops. On Lyft, or you know, just search Google and you'll find it. This woman in the store, she's wearing pants, by the way. I thought she's wearing a skirt. She's not. She's wearing pants. This woman in that grocery store is the weirdest goddamn thing you've ever seen. She's just walking down and she just squats down, pulls her pants out, and just lets it go and gets up and happens like nothing. and just walks away like nothing.
She's done that before.
It's all in the security. Yeah, I think she's done it before. All right, here's a morning disaster. Here's something that's from TJ. It says, I was asked a strange question regarding the morning disaster this morning at work. I was asked who caused the most lawsuits on the disaster. I said, as much as I love and miss the guy, it had to be the effing photographer. Then I told them to listen to learn more and enjoy the show, for crying out loud. I think that was the right answer, is what he said. So he's asking us if that's the right answer. Like, who caused the most lawsuits? Well, let me answer this. The show ended 11 years ago, all right? A little over 11 years ago, the show ended. So it should be legal for me to talk about it. However, I'm not sure. And because I was personally named in almost all the times we were sued, I'm not sure if there's if I got to follow, I should probably check with a lawyer, but I hate to pay a lawyer to answer this question, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be as vague as possible. We were sued, I think I can say this, we were sued many times, okay? We were sued many times as the morning disaster, okay? We were sued because someone claims they were injured. We were sued because a caller revealed something on the air they should have never revealed. We were sued for people.
I remember that one.
You remember that. Yeah, you were there for that. Mm-hmm. People claiming that they didn't know they were on the air, even though it was very clear they were on.
Mm-hmm.
We were sued for parties. Things that happened at parties.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We were sued for people alleging that I said things I didn't say about their business. And we were sued a lot of times. However, we were also sued once by a woman. I'm sure. I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, so I'll try to beat her out of the bush. We were given a listener a ride to work one day, all right? A woman and her friend. And the whole thing is Shaner gave up his limo to a person. They want it. So Shaner picks them up in the limo and drove them to work in a limo. I mean, that was the giveaway. And we also gave the we also got the people food. And, you know, like they got to eat breakfast in the limo. And it was a really nice thing. Mm-hmm. Except a certain member of the show.
His name, it will not be known.
I'm not going to say who the person was.
Mm-hmm. Super. Be careful talking about that. Yeah. Yeah.
This person decides to get... I think Spanky's aware of this moment.
Mm-hmm.
This person decides to get in the limo while these women are in it. And he thinks it would be funny to pull down his pants and put his penis in his hand.
Oh, I remember this.
And this is just one.
I learned about it.
And start, manipulating himself.
Uh-huh.
Now, the story that I heard, very reliable source, said the women asked him to do it. But for some reason, and even if the women did ask him to do it, I don't know why you would appease that request. But the person works himself up into a full erection and then grabs lotion from one of the women's purse and starts masturbating. In the limousine. With the listeners. And then invites them to start masturbating with him. At this point, the women are horrified. All right? And we'll leave it at that. We got sued pretty big for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that cost the company some money. You know, well, actually, I think it cost our insurance company some money, but we had to pay the there was a deductible that they had to pay, you know, so many $1,000s. So I know that that happened. Then I know there was another time the same person.
His name we dare not say.
that the same person also was involved in several other lawsuits. Some of which are so bad, even though it's been like 15 years, I dare not bring it up. And most of them had to do with nudity and... and then the claims, like the what the people claimed. Now, some of it didn't happen, you know. Or at least I don't believe it happened, you know, to the best of my knowledge. But it usually had to do with nudity or something like that, you know. And that person was, in fact, he whose name we dare not say, which is exactly what TJ predicted. So to answer your question without getting too in-depth, and I was going to share another story, but I just thought about it. I'm like, you know, I'm working for that company again on a part-time basis, you know what I mean? So I'd rather not. I really shouldn't go through all of it because they were actually very good to us. Midwest Family, every time we were sued, Midwest Family paid for the lawyers. They covered me very well, even though I was personally sued as well. They always covered it. So technically, here's what I'm saying. Technically, the person on the show that was sued the most was me, okay? Just because I was one of the... I was one of the main people sued every time something happened. But WQLZ as a station itself was sued every time it happened as well. And the other person whose name was personally on lawsuits was Sean Balint. It's true. Poor Sean. Poor Sean got named in a couple lawsuits. But the person who was named, I guess I would be the one that was sued the most technically. But it was usually the person whose actions caused the most lawsuits, without a doubt, was Jim the photographer. So, yes, TJ, you're right, but also wrong. Does that make sense? You're right, but technically you're wrong. So technically I was sued more than anyone else, all right? But the person responsible for the lawsuits was Jim the photographer, to answer your question, okay? And I think Mikey was named in one. By the way, let me pass along. People are saying happy birthday and Facebook Spanky to you, and I just realized you don't have Facebook, so there are people saying happy birthday. So technically, it was me, but Jim the photographer's actions are what led to the lawsuits, if that makes sense. Mikey was also named in one. I think Bodine was named. Bodine was named. Sean was named in a couple. And I think Shaner was named as well, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, it was pretty much WQLZ and me. we got every lawsuit we were named. Because I think people thought...
You were the ringleader.
Well, I think that because my name was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they thought I made more money. And don't get me wrong, I made great money. They took... Midwest Family took such great care. Nikki, you've never heard me complain I was paid too less at Midwest.
Oh, no.
Because they did pay me very well. I mean, you know, when I was on WQLZ, I mean, I didn't make crap when I was on the MAY a few years ago. But I'm saying, when I was at... QLZ, they really took good care of me, and But I think people sued me thinking that I had, you know, and I had a nice house and all that. They just, but they could have hung me out to dry, and they didn't. Midwest Family and their lawyers covered me every single time. So, yeah. So, TJ, you're right on one account. Jimmy was the most involved, but technically you're wrong because I was actually sued more than Jim technically. However, with the exception, I think I had to write a check for one of them. But the other ones, I didn't have to write a check. In fact, my biggest personal cost, I'm going to ask this as a trivia question. I'll ask this as a trivia question. I doubt anyone knows it. What was my biggest personal cost during the years of disaster?
Financially?
Yeah. My biggest, there was one thing that I said something on the air once that ended up costing me thousands of dollars.
Did you say fudge?
No, because I didn't have to say that. I didn't have to pay that fine. That was the radio station had to pay those. Thank God.
Called the company a different company?
No. I said something once stupidly because I didn't think about it. And I said something joking, okay?
About your wife and you had to go buy her something?
No. This actually had to give money to listeners. And I'll leave it at that. If anyone knows the answer, put it up there.
Is it the penny thing?
No. Put it out there. If you know, put it on the website. The person who gets it right, I'll give you. If you don't have them, I'll give you like all the best of CDs or something. Or all of them, but I think there's two of them I don't have. But I'll give you something like that. If you can get this right, the person who gets this right, you will win. What was the one thing that I did that cost me? And my wife actually got mad at me. Because she's like, good Lord, do you have any idea how much this is going to cost us? All right, there was something I said once on the show, and I think it was before Spanky was there. And Nikki, I don't know if you were interning at the time or not. If Mikey was here, he'd know the answer like this. Here's a hint. Like that. Mikey would get it in a half a second.
Hmm.
And Bodine would probably get it too. All right? But here's the trivia question for today. What thing did I say that ended up costing me the most amount of money? And I think it was 96 or 97 when I said it. So it was pretty early on in the disaster years when I did this. If you get it right, put the answer up on the Morning Disaster Facebook page. All right, we'll see who gets it right. I'll give you the answer tomorrow. Spanky, I want you to have a great rest of the day, my friend. Happy birthday. You know,
sure, thank you.
You know I love you, and I hope you – I'm really proud of you lately, by the way. Not just for your broadcasting, but because of the – you're – we joke about it, but it's really brave what you've done with stopping drinking. I'm so
I've partied hard for a lot of years.
I wish I had that. I really do. Not with drinking, but with eating. I wish I had your discipline. So, and who knows? Maybe hanging out with you, it'll rub off on me or something. So, I hope. All right?
There you go.
There we go. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. We're going to wrap up the show. I really got to go take a dump, so I got to go to a Walmart. And I got to... I got to open up like a game of Monopoly, take a shit in it, and then seal it back up. Put it in the aisle. All right. Happy birthday, Spanky. Everybody, we'll be back tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. Have a great rest of the day. So long, everybody.
See ya.